Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 616. 616. Makes me sick to my stomach saying that out loud. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hi. Good day.
Hey. How's it going?
Good, good. Can I just give a shout out to some people? Some very special people. By people, I mean Holyoke Joe.
Yeah, of course. I was going to give him a shout out too, so it works out well.
Joe, thank you for calling in and just greasing me up a little bit.
You did. This is calling in you on Friday night last week. You filled in down in Fort Myers on the news talk station down there.
Yes.
And you did very well. I caught the last half and it was very good.
Thank
I thought you.
You
did great.
I appreciate it. The first hour allegedly was a little rough in the sense that we had some technical difficulties, I was told about.
Oh, no.
There's nothing worse because we did a test. I had to skedaddle last week, Wednesday, to do a test with the producer. It went great. The guy's like, you sound amazing. And we hadn't even set up all the soundproofing in the room. So I'm like, Jesus, when we put up the soundproofing, it's going to sound even better. We do the first break. We go to commercial. I hear in my ear, sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
He's like, you're popping, you're cracking. Everything sounds bad. He's like, maybe we can blame it on the weather. There's like a storm rolling in. So, of course, I'm trying to reboot the computer in 4 minutes. Hopefully, I'll come back and, you know, I'm freaked out. What if I shut off my computer? It takes 6 minutes. I only have a 4.5 minute break. Now it's what? A minute and a half of dead air. That good. Not good. So that was very stressful until I just it got brought to my attention that I just need a new computer.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what I did with this thing.
Yeah.
And it works much better.
Yeah.
It looks better. Sounds better. Everything.
Yeah, so I'm in the market to buy one of those on Prime Day or Prime Weekend or whatever that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another grand. But
yeah,
other than that, I feel like, oddly enough, although I'm a very high-stress, neurotic, uptight type A person, when S is hitting the fan, I remain calm.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm just, I tell myself, it's just radio, who cares? That's the first thing. You go, if I drop dead or if I S the bed, no one dies. It's okay. Stakes are low. No one's going to die. You're not a heart surgeon. It's okay. You know, whatever. I tell myself that. And then secondly, I just go, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. And if I freak out, I'm going to put on a worse show. So I'm just going to remain calm. I weirdly remain calm.
Yeah. That's good.
So that Joe called in, said nice things. I let the audience know that he was not a plant. And so appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Was very relieved when it was over, but I had a good time overall. So
yeah. I was trying to get my uncle to call in because he likes radio. He listens to the radio a lot. I was like, Daryl, Anna is on the air in Fort Myers. Call this number and ask to speak with her. He was just in one of his moments where he couldn't understand words. Mm. He didn't know who you were, and I explained it to him after. I know.
I talked to him for an hour at your wedding.
I know.
What the hell, Daryl?
He knows who you are, but at the time he couldn't put the pieces, get them to fit together in his mind. I think he might have been drinking too, which is why I was encouraging him to call because I thought it might be a better call.
Would have fit in with the callers, boy.
I know. Boy, I thought callers in Tampa were bad. Fort Myers is wowie. 80% of those were unbearable.
It's still fun.
Still fun.
Honestly, the worse the call, the more fun it is sometimes.
That is one of the biggest, I mean, we get to do this here and, but having people call in was always so fun on the radio. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Because if it was a bad caller, you could just mess with them or, you know, be mean.
And it was always good.
It was good. It was a lot of fun. I do miss that a lot. There was a, I guess we can talk about now. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but there was a position in Fort Myers that we were kind of excited about because they were kind of starting a, not even a new, like a hot talk, like the Bone and Bubba kind of formatted program. So we were like, hey, this works great. this will be poetic justice. I'm going to get a job in Fort Myers with Anna. This is going to be great. And there was like one, I'm going to say 8 hours of hope. And I was invigorated and I was excited. And I actually, that guy who's the program director down there actually answered one of my emails and asked for tape. And I was like, I had cussed this guy out 18 months ago.
I know. And he responded to you before he even responded to me. So I was just like, oh my God, get it, Will.
I thought, oh, maybe he liked my gusto after there was a position open at the News Talk station down there. And they ended up hiring another guy who's on 70 something years old. And it just drove me insane.
Oh, you mean like a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got mad and I just emailed him and called him names. And it wasn't very nice in the email to him. So I was very surprised when he actually responded to my email regarding this new position. But it ended up not working out. It went to another well-known radio personality in the state of Florida. So we wish him luck there. You know, I get it, but radio keeps saying they want to go, they want to get a younger audience. They want to, you know, innovate into the new digital age and, you know, find ways to do that. And meanwhile, you had two people who work together very well, are on the younger side. I wouldn't say we're young anymore.
As far as radio goes,
we are. That was a really good opportunity for that Fort Myers station. And they just went with old reliable because that's what they do. Radio has no, they say they're going to do a lot of things, but they don't really. They just want to ride it out. They want to ride it out, get their pensions and move on. And no program director really has the want, really the want. They'll say it out loud that they do. But when it comes to actually putting these plans in motion, they don't.
One exception. He lives in Philadelphia. His name is Greg Stalker, and he is amazing. And he is the program director of WPHT. And he has been fighting with management for like 2 years, trying to do something new. And they are just...
Yeah, but he's getting...
Roadblocks.
He gets stopped. Yeah,
but he is trying to do exactly what you said. And he is really trying. And he is maybe my favorite person I've ever worked with and for, as far as like a boss sort of situation. Just amazing, really creative, is trying to cultivate younger, new talent, maybe not names people know as much as older kind of reliable names, but he's willing to take the risk. And unfortunately, he's kind of surrounded by people who are just doing the same old
thing.
So.
Yeah, those, especially maybe it's not even the program directors, maybe it's upper management. They're just, they're all older. They're in their 50s and 60s. They're like, I don't want to rock the boat. Just want to keep doing the status quo and just collect my pension and leave. Everybody's scared now because they might not have a job, you know, the next day. You're living on the edge working in this industry for sure.
And for the record, the person that they hired, I really like and is really talented. It's just one of the, it's just the nature of the game that there's just not very many spots. So when someone gets that spot, you don't get it.
I did send another email to the guy. I was much nicer this time. I just told him, you know, I understand what you're doing and why you did what you did, but you missed. I just said you missed an opportunity, and hopefully you keep me in mind for the future if something changes. So that's it. I got no response from that. Wouldn't expect to, but that was it. And it's awful that hope that we had, because I was like, man, this is just poetic justice. You know, it's just bitter, not even bittersweet. It's sweet, sweet. It worked out in the end. It's such a good opportunity. And then I just felt that doubt creep in immediately, and it just soiled me.
Hopefully you didn't soil yourself.
I did a little.
Honestly, I even told Chris this, actually. It was kind of like the feeling of having a crush. Like, it was like that energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though it ended up being unrequited love, which is fine, I just enjoyed the feeling of being excited and hopeful for a while. there may be, this is the thing. I'd rather have someone just tell me straight up no than inject a little bit more of the hope juice in me.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what he did. It seemed like, hey, there might be an opportunity. Just we don't have the
money. Yes.
Yeah. We'll see. I haven't completely given up hope, but I kind of have reached out to the person that they hired last year or a couple of years ago when it didn't work out, and just said, hey, so-and-so, this is my situation. What would you do next? Would you reach out to somebody? Would you write an email? What would you do? What should I do? And he just gave me the advice that I already did. It wasn't super helpful, but it was a sweet message. But anyways,
no. And by the way, I've never met. We can say who it is.
No.
Shannon Burke.
Oh,
a well known name.
Yeah.
Got the job in Fort Myers. I've never met him. I know he's been all around Florida and been around in the business a long time. So, you know, I get it. I get why. So it's nothing against him. I'm just saying in general, more of a critique of radio. I want to make sure people understand I'm not trashing anybody. Yeah. I don't do
trash
that anymore.
Talking Will.
I don't trash talk anymore.
Apparently you do. And people are still talking about it, even though they misunderstood you almost a decade ago. It's still hot news.
So I will say this. I don't listen to the radio very much at all. I have my YouTube podcast that I listen to. There's a few podcasts that I subscribe to that I prioritize. So I used to, if I was in the car, maybe put on The Bone or Bubba or something, see what's going on locally anymore. I haven't done that. And part of it's because it hurts my feelings and it makes me sad. The other part is a lot of those people there are, I'm just like, talk to the hand.
Oh, wow.
I just feel like they give me the ick, a lot of them. And they've been not so nice to me. So, you know, I just don't want to listen to that. But anyway, you have spies, you know, you get your spies that come through that listen.
Spies that you didn't ask for, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's a good way to get my attention. As if I got a message from one of my spies this morning that said, I don't understand why they talk crap about you. And I'm like, slow news day, I guess. And I said, all right, you baited me. What happened? He goes, oh, they were talking about you and Anna on JP show.
What'd they say about me?
Well, see, this is filtered through somebody who listened to it and then is saying it back what they think they heard to me. So I was kind of, I was expecting something a lot worse, but it really wasn't that bad. Basically saying that I remember the guy that used to work here thought he was better than everyone. At least that's what this person said. So I don't really know the context. I thought about trying to go back and listen to it, but I don't care that much. No, I guess it was from yesterday's, the replay yesterday. Heard it on. But again, this goes back to, and I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt because no. I know I shouldn't, but I think that maybe JP lacks empathy. He doesn't seem like a dumb guy to me, but he can't seem to put himself in other people's shoes.
Mm.
That day, bringing it back.
It was literally at least 7 or 8 years ago because I was still working there. I got fired 6 years ago from The Bone. It's been 6 years since I've worked for The Bone. So when that happened, I remember listening to that in my car, my home Publix, back when I lived in St. Pete. So that would have been at least 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. So, sorry, go on.
Yeah. It was Mike asking, because Mike's good at his job, knows how to stir things up a little bit. You know, oh, you're toiling at night, you know, you think you're better than, you know, a lot of the people that are on the air asking a question. And it was like, I came up with a number because like, what do you do? You can either cower and go, oh no, I'm exactly where I deserve to be. I'm the night guy. And second of all, this is all subjective. my opinion, like, people like different things. Some people would rank the shows much differently. Oh, I like Drew. He should be in the morning. You hear that stuff all the time. It's very subjective as far as what an audience is consuming. My opinion, yeah, I think I want to be in a place where I'm actually doing well in this business. So I went with 80%. And that kind of got a big, like, who's the 80 that Will is better than? It's not a number I thought about. It's something I threw out there. I regret not saying 100 because that would have kind of, I think, not stirred as much controversy.
That would have been like clearly a joke.
Yeah.
And because it would have just been like so bombastic that it would have just been clearly a joke. But when it was, when you said that 80, then it was like, oh, so who are you better than? Name everybody you're better than.
Yeah.
And you had to give an answer. You'd already committed to that.
Yeah.
So then you just got like in trouble for mentioning names. I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. But anyway, JP took a lot of offense to that comment, and it caused a whole stir to do. But and I guess he's still talking about it today or yesterday.
That's so good, though.
I guess that's
still relevant.
Yeah, it's frustrating because it's like, do you not understand? Are you not able to emphasize with the position that I was put in there? And also, who cares? Number two.
Yeah, who cares? His, Will, thanks.
I got into it with him another time because, it might have been this time. And then he was like nice to me and was like, here's my email. And I emailed him. And I was like, you know, this is just radio stuff. He goes, oh, I get it. No worries. But it must have bothered him. And he was like offering to help me. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'll take any sort of help. Sure. Never heard from him again. And then his advice to me was, you might have to look at another station to find a job. Okay. And I was like, thanks. Yeah, I know. But he was in a position where he worked at the same station his whole career. It was much different back then. And he got in at a good time, at its peak. And then it's kind of riding the wave until he can get his pension and move on. But any hooser, I don't know. That was funny. And then I guess Monica was saying something about me wanting to fight, or her wanting Spike to fight me, because I guess she doesn't like me or something either. Okay. I'd never really had a relationship with her, but I remember fighting with her a lot during Roger and JP when I was doing fill-ins during COVID for them. She was completely wrong about everything that she says.
Was she hosting?
Particularly, I think so, during the COVID, or maybe Johnny was.
Oh, okay.
Johnny must have been. And we had long battles during that time.
What was, so her, I just know what was she's, the main point of contention?
Oh, gosh. Just, she was, it's very...
It come from a lab in Wuhan. That's racist.
Yes, that. And then...
You're like, you know, you're right, Monica. It came from a dirty, wet market with these gross Chinese people that can't seem to keep it together. That's way less racist.
And, you know, just like everyone should get the vaccine. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And she, admittedly, I think she calls herself a rule follower. So she just does whatever, you know, points of authority. That's the right thing. Mm. She's often not the case. And she's not able to kind of think for herself. She's kind of a lemming in that sense, I guess, which, you know, whatever. There's lots of those people out there. But I don't know. So I don't know if she was wanting Spike to beat me up or something. You know, these people, you see them and they're like totally cool with you. After the whole Johnny thing happened, everybody was nice to me. And then just over a period of time, it was like, once I was discarded, they, you know, then I was like free punching bag. Lots of people.
Well, you weren't there to defend yourself.
Wasn't there to defend myself.
That was pretty much the main thing. So.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's funny. She said that you got beat up, I guess, by...
Oh, I got beat up bad.
Carmen, which you did.
I've said that was the yeah, the biggest regret I have in my life. You rarely regret things that you do. I think you have more regrets about things that could have been. But that is certainly the dumbest thing I've ever done. And I regret doing it. And it's just another thing I can blame on SBK.
Yeah.
He was the one that coaxed me to do it. But whatever. I was a consenting 29-year-old adult woman. Shouldn't have done it. There was about a 45-pound weight difference the night of the fight, which didn't do me any favors. So it's probably the same right about now. I'm pretty lean.
Oh, she'd kick your ass now. Yeah, too. She'd I don't me. Know if Spike would beat me. I think back then I was running, you know, 5 miles a day and doing push-ups, and I wasn't in good shape. I'm not going to go that far, but I felt strong at that point. So I'm pretty sure I could have won. If I was to fight Spike now, I don't know. Spike is like 65 years old, but he's like ripped. He's like an in-shape dude, plays baseball. I see his posts every now and again. He's still athletic, still moving around, which is good. I'd love to punch him in the head, though. I know the feeling's mutual, but yeah, I would love to punch him in the head. That would be great. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Anna, you are a Jew.
I am.
Are you a music fan, particularly the hip-hop and rap genre?
I am.
Do you like an artist formerly known as Kanye, now known as Ye? Actually, his name is Ye. I don't even think he includes the West anymore. So it's formerly known as Kanye West, now Ye. Yeah. Even really?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about this. And they say, like, you need to separate the music from the artist, da da da. And to some degree that is true. But at some point you go, like, I can't. Jesus Walks is one of the greatest musical compositions of our generation.
Yeah.
It is such a good song. It is so good. There's so many great Kanye West songs. Gold Digger. What's the one? Through the Wire. Like, there are just so many incredible masterpieces that he put together. And hey, even if you're just like, Jews run the world, and, or you're just like, I hate AIPAC, I would still be able to look past that. But when you're like, Hitler was cool, it is, I hate myself that I still enjoy his music. So that's
Did you hear the song? He came out with a song last year called Heil Hitler.
I listened to it. It wasn't bad.
It was a bop. I gotta say, it was a little
catchy, unfortunately, which is not good for me and my people.
I make my wife uncomfortable because I'll, sing the song but replace Hitler with Junie, our cat, and I'll sing that song to her, and she does not enjoy that. She didn't like it. It's too much. I like the older Kanye West. He kind of had this renaissance where he became very into the Lord and then did like this spiritual album, which wasn't that bad for what it was. It was just praising God in his albums, like gospel.
There was a great album he did. I think it was in the mid 2010s called College Dropout.
Yeah. It was his first one.
Yeah. And he has this song called Hey Mama. And I think he wrote it about his dead mother.
She was alive at that time, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
His now dead mother.
Because he kind of started to go crazy once she died.
Yeah. That kind of just like set him off, I guess. Yeah. But that song is so good. And it would make me tear up. Like, it's a pretty emotional song. Like, I made it, Mom. Thank you for sticking by my side. All this sort of stuff. That was, like, sweet Kanye West. Like, Chi-Town Kanye West. Not in a balaclava on Alex Jones saying Hitler was cool Kanye West. You know you're insane when you make Alex Jones
squirm in his seat.
He said like Hitler was cool, or he said something about Hitler, and Alex Jones just goes, he like just glitched. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was a sight to be seen. So after his mom died, he, you know, whatever happened, something happened to him, and he was not well mentally. He was famously married to Kim Kardashian, and they had
four children,
had a divorce. And then I guess he started, after the gospel phase, he started talking to like Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes, these online personalities, political influencers on the right. And a very famous trope on both sides of the aisle now, there's a weird horseshoe theory with the Jews. Yeah. They really get bombarded from both extremes of the spectrum, on the left and the right. The right tends to get more guff, I guess, because it's more in media. But there's a lot of politicians in our country that talk about how Israel shouldn't exist, and not big fans of just the Jews.
The Jews in general. Yeah. So, what was I going to say about that? It got kicked off. So he kind of partnered with Candace Owens before the Jew thing. So this was, that was when the White Lives Matter thing, that whole media hoopla.
I think this was slightly after he went on TMZ in the Trump hat.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you when exactly when this happened. I think it happened in 2022 when he like leaked a private text message that he had with the good cop. You ready? P. Diddy. The good cop P. Diddy. And he said, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on these Jews. And P. Diddy was like, what? Like, what? Playing good cop. This is when we still liked P. Diddy before he got raided by the FBI. Remember that? And so Kanye West, I think, posted those screenshots just saying, like, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews, which I don't even really know what that means. I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's good.
It's not good. No. No.
And so more of those just kept coming out. And that's when he was interviewed, River. And he was like, and then the doctor was, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. And he pauses for like 1 second. He goes, he was Jewish. And then that kind of just started this like crazy tirade, tumbleweed effect into like denying the Holocaust. Hitler was cool. Like, I understand being disgruntled because you're running into like a bunch of agents that screwed you over and they're Jewish and whatever.
That's where I think some of this came from, is that he's got a problem with doctors because they, you know, did his mom died during a surgery. And the doctor, yeah, happened to be Jewish.
A Jewish doctor.
So Jews tend to be in these, like, they're doctors, they're record executives, they're entertainment. So I think he's just like, he's running into these people who happen to be of this religion, ethnicity, depends on who you ask.
Sure, sure.
And I think his sample size is, he's going, this guy screwed me over, this guy screwed me over. What do they all have in common? And then he started talking to these other, you know, influencers who aren't bananas about, I mean, online, it's just brutal. It's from, like I said, from both sides of the aisle there. But also, I think it's important to remember about Kanye, he's dumb. Okay. He's a great musician. He's can use computers to put beats together,
produce music.
He's very good at that. But otherwise, I don't think he's that bright. And he's playing Tampa. He kind of got everything taken. Well, I don't know if he got his money taken from him. Seems to be doing okay.
He got dropped from like Adidas and stuff like that.
Yeah, he lost all his endorsements over this.
And he was like, see, it's true. The Jews control everything. It's like, well, kind of in those ways.
He was kind of, I mean, he's kind of right.
Well, it was one of those things like, well, you said something about Jews and like, let's just say a Jewish person wasn't a CEO at Adidas. I don't know if that's true. Or they were just like, this is a bad look for the brand. You're done. And then it like proved his point.
Yeah, kind of. And it's kind of one of these things now where he's kind of dropped all this now. I remember he made an apology to a bunch of rabbis publicly. And I think he wants his life back of what it was. And people are not accepting. They will not be like, okay, this guy's low IQ. Let's give him a little bit of a break here. He apologized. He's moving on with his life. Senators are coming after him. Rick Scott demands that the Tampa Sports Authority cancel Kanye West shows. He sold out Raymond James Stadium in a matter of minutes and, in fact, added a second show where the Bucks play. So it's a big stadium.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this from WFLA.
This is not about right versus left. As I said earlier, it's right versus wrong.
Tensions heighten as Ye, formerly known as Kanye West's concerts draw near.
Today, both of Florida's U.S. senators and other local leaders gathered at the Holocaust Museum in St. Petersburg to condemn the events and ask for them to be canceled. News Channel 8's Emmy Darquia joins us live from Raymond James Stadium, where those concerts are set to happen later this month. Emmy.
Jen and Josh, as the senators ask for Ye's concerts not to come to Tampa, the Sports Authority maintains that they have to respect free speech, even if they do not agree with it.
It's inconceivable that we actually have to have an event like this to ask people that are elected and appointed to actually do the right thing.
Between a boxcar and a Danish rescue boat used during the Holocaust,
we are reminded of both sides of this history.
Florida Senators Rick Scott and Ashley Moody were among dozens asking the Tampa Sports Authority to reevaluate the decision to allow Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, to perform at the Raymond James Stadium.
They hid behind free speech and contractual obligations. The citizens of Tampa Bay, the taxpayers of Tampa Bay, deserve so much better.
Ye's anti-Semitic behavior was cited as something that should not be tolerated or welcomed in the state of Florida.
Not 20 years ago, not 10 years ago, last year, West says, "I love Hitler. I am a Nazi." Last year, he promoted an album which featured songs like, reportedly, Heil Hitler and Gas Chambers.
Among those in attendance were Holocaust survivors.
That's rough. That is rough.
You want to finish
it? Yeah, let's finish it. Because then I just want to get, we got to go in a second from Radio St. Pete and our normal podcast. But I want to get your final judgment as the authority on Judaism as you speak for all Jews in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. So let's finish this and then we'll get your quick ruling.
Who said they were disheartened that the Tampa Sports Authority would allow West to perform at Raymond James Stadium.
Would it frighten me? Of course. How could it not? I don't think that that's even anything to think about. The event will not only frighten me, the event will be affected by millions and millions of people again. I can't even think about that.
In a statement on Tuesday, the Tampa Sports Authority said, "We condemn anti-Semitism from any source. However, we also respect free speech rights guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution, even when we disagree with that speech." They clarified no taxpayer money is being used to stage the Ye concerts.
All right, that's pretty much it. We got to go, Anna. Your ruling as the spokesman for the Jewish people in Tampa Bay, yay or nay on Ye?
I didn't know if you wanted me to pause for the... We're good with the 30 minutes?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Find out. Good idea.
Yeah.
Always thinking. Good job, Anna. All right. So find out. Radio St. Pete and regular podcast listeners, Anna Hummel's yay or nay on yay in the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, willsyoutube.com. You can get it in its entirety on Sunday and join us there. It's fun. By the way, I wanted to mention this. I did make a HMB Tampa Bay Instagram where you can watch my horribly edited clips that I've done myself. I'm good. I hope I get better at this editing thing because they are abysmal. But if you want to check it out, follow us on Instagram, HMB Tampa Bay, for our little clips from the show. All right. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.